Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, believers, let's clap our hands and celebrate Jesus. He's worthy, worthy, worthy. Celebrate Him who came from
for as long as the earth remains. Seed time and harvest, cold and heat, winter and summer, day and night shall not cease. As long as the earth remains there, seasons come, seasons go, winter and summer, day and night. The blessings of the Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I will bless the Lord. Oh, this noise. I will bless the Lord at all times. Can you all hear me? If you can hear me, let me know. Hallelujah. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall continually be in my mouth. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. You, in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of his sweet Holy Spirit. Grace and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ be multiplied unto us in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. Welcome to our AM Morning Glory Prayer Service. We bless God. Today is the 39th day of our fasting. Praise the Lord. I'm going to read from the book of 1 Samuel 2, 1 to 10. Hannah, prayer of praise. Hannah, prayer of praise. When Hannah received the child, she begged God for her first instinct was to praise the one who provided. She wants to thank him for his greatness and his deliverance. Hallelujah. Let us continue to praise God even before you see the manifestation of his blessings. Hallelujah. As for it, I know we walk in his blessing every morning just to wake us up. Hallelujah. Let me read this. My heart exalts in the Lord. My horn is exalted in the Lord. My mouth derides my enemies because I rejoice in your salvation. There is none like the Lord, for there is none besides you. There is no rock like our God. Talk no more so very proudly. Let not arrogance come from your mouth. For the Lord is a God of knowledge, and by him actions are weighed. The bowels of the mighty are broken, but the feeble bind on strength. Those who are full have hired themselves up for bread, but those who are hungry have ceased to hunger. The barren has borne seven, but she who has children is forlorn. The Lord kills and brings to life. He brings down the shield and raises up. The Lord makes poor and makes rich. He brings low and he exalts. He raises up the poor from the dust. He lifts the needy from the ash heap to make them sit with princes and inherit a sea of honor. For the pillars of the are the Lord's, and on them has he set the world. He will guard the feet of his faithful ones, but the wicked shall be cut off in darkness, for not by might shall a man prevail. The adversaries of the Lord shall be broken to pieces, and against them he will thunder in heaven. The Lord will judge the ends of the earth. He will give strength to his king. In Jesus' name, amen. Our Father and our God, we bless you and we thank you, O God. We give you glory. Hallelujah. We magnify your name. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of God our Father. We praise your name, Abba Father. We love you, Almighty God. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We bless your name. Preeminence in this service. Let the perfect will of God be done in this service in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, we surrender this service to you. We surrender our bodies, souls, and spirits to you. Have your way. Take preeminence in our lives. Let the kingdom of God come. Let the will of God be done in us as it is in heaven. We bless you and we thank you, Holy Ghost. We praise you, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, teach us, lead us, guide us into all truth. We are totally and completely dependent on you. You are our lifeline. Spirit of the living God, we cannot make it without you. We need you, Holy Spirit. So we just want to thank you, Holy Spirit, for always being in our presence. We are grateful. We will not take that for granted in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we come to the throne of grace this morning, and we ask you for mercy. Have mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us of all that we have done that is not pleasing to you, sin of omission and sin of commission. Be merciful unto us, O God. Oh, be merciful unto us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, have mercy upon our children. Have mercy upon our grandchildren. Have mercy, O God, upon our great-grand. Have mercy upon each and every one of us, O God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Let your mercy reign, O God, in the name of Jesus. Be merciful unto us, O God. O Father God, we have sinned. We have fallen short of your glory, and we cry out to you for mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. Have mercy upon our children. Have mercy upon our grandchildren. Have mercy upon our spouses, our nieces, and our nephews. Have mercy, O God. Be merciful unto us in the name of Jesus. Oh, we bring down your mercy in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we release the blood of Jesus. We soak his servants in the blood of Jesus. We soak our spirit, souls, and bodies in the blood of Jesus. We soak our dwelling places, our homes, in the blood of Jesus. We soak everything that concerns our lives in the blood of Jesus. Oh, let the blood flow, O God. We mark the doorposts of our homes in the blood of Jesus, the windows in the blood of Jesus, every entry point in our homes. We mark with the blood of Jesus. We soak our children in the blood of Jesus. We soak their dwelling places in the blood of Jesus. Oh, God, we soak our grandchildren in the blood of Jesus. Father God, that dwelling places in the blood of Jesus. We soak every one under the sound of our voice in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel, oh, God. Oh, God, we cover the blood, the blood, the blood. Let it flow in our lives, O God. Let it flow in our lives. Let the blood of Jesus strengthen us. Let the blood of Jesus breathe on us, O God. We need you, Jesus. Thank you for your precious blood, O God. In the name of Jesus, we pray for healing. We pray for deliverance, O God. We pray for restoration in the name of Jesus. Only the counsel of Almighty God shall prevail. When God is for us, who can be against us? Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. So, Father, we thank you that we can do all things, not some things, but all things, through Christ Jesus, who strengthen us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Have your way, O God. Have your way in our lives. We pray for greater grace, O God. We pray that the Holy Spirit will lead us and guide us, Holy Ghost. We are depending on you in the name of Jesus. O Father God, this morning we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light. We put on the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the name of Jesus, we put on the full armor, helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the name of Jesus, Gloria Master. The arm of our children, our grandchildren, O God. Oh, we put the armor on our spouses, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you to be a wall of fire around us and the glory within us. Be a wall of fire around each and every one of us. And the glory within us, O God, arise and shine, for the light has come, for the glory of God is risen upon us. Ye kuriyama sande dereko, ye kuriyama seteriya kuriyamase, hoya karamase teriya koromase. Help us, O God, to walk in the light. Hallelujah. Let the light of God begin to shine. Hallelujah. Let there be light. Let there be light, O God, in every ear of our lives. You said, behold, I'll do a new thing. Or shall you not know it? It will spring forth. And so, Father, we thank you, O God. Hallelujah. For the new things. We thank you, O God, for the new things in our lives, O God. We thank you, Lord. We praise your name. We lift up the name of Yeshua Mashiach, Jesus the Christ, O God. We thank you, Lord. Be a wall of fire around us and the glory within us. Be a wall of fire around each and every one of us. And the glory, the glory, the glory within us in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, take preeminence. Hallelujah, Ramase, de Koyamase, Uriamase, Teria Kuye, Uriamo Kuriamas, Anderia Kurumas, Kiriamisi, Teria Kuriamase, Hallelujah, we bless your name. Hallelujah, Ramase, Teria Ko, Hallelujah, Ramase, Teria Ko, Uriamase, Teria Kurumase, Hallelujah, Ramase, Teria Ko, we bless your Jesus, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. We thank you, Holy Ghost. We bless you, Holy Spirit. We praise you, We thank you, Lord. Thank you for each and every one this morning. In the name of Jesus, those that are listening now and those that will listen at another time, in the name of Jesus, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall continually be in my mouth. I will praise you, Lord. Oh, Jesus, I praise you. Jesus, I praise you. Holy Ghost, I praise you. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, I give you all the praise, the adoration, the glory, and honor. In the name of Jesus, weeping may endure in the night. Hallelujah. But joy comes in the morning. Hallelujah. Father, we bless you and we thank you. We give you glory. Breathe on us, O God. Breathe on us. We decree, declare, and prophesy this prayer line. Hallelujah. Is anointed by the Spirit of Almighty God. Move, Holy Ghost. Move, Holy Spirit. We bless your name. Let the word of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. Oh, Lord, you are my strength and my redeemer. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Turn your Bibles with me. I'm going to do two in one this morning. Just bear with me. I pray that everyone get their foot washing yesterday in the name of Jesus. John 13, 1 to 17. John 13, 1 to 17. Now, before the feast of the Passover. When Jesus knew that his hour had passed out of this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. During supper, when the devil had already put it into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him. Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands and that he had come from God and was going back to God, rose from the table. He lay aside his outer garments, and taking a towel, he tied it to his waist. Hallelujah. He tied the towel to his waist. Hallelujah. He took off his outer garment, and he tied a hallelujah around his waist. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel that was wrapped around his waist. Hallelujah. He came to Simon Peter, who said, Lord, do you wash my feet? Jesus answered him, what am I doing? You do not understand now, but afterward you will understand. Hallelujah. We will understand it better by and by. Peter said, Lord, you should never wash my feet. Jesus answered him, if I do not wash you, you have no share with me. Simon Peter said, Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my hands. Jesus said to him, the one who bathes does not need to be washed except for his feet, but it is completely clean, and you are clean, but not every one of you, for he knew he was to betray him. Hallelujah. That was why he said, not all of you are clean. Hallelujah. But he had washed their feet and put on his outer garment and resumed his place. Oh, my God, my God. He said to them, do you understand what I have done to you? Do you understand? You call me teacher, Lord, and you are right, for so I am. I then, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet. You also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that you should always do just as I've done to you. Truly I say to you, a servant is not greater than his master, nor is a messenger greater than the one who sent him. If you know these things, blessed are you if you do them. Hallelujah. 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 Jesus washed the feet. Yesterday I said, this weekend, wash the feet of the youngest person. Hallelujah. In the womb or wherever you're in your womb. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, what I want you to know, hallelujah, Jesus laid aside his outer garment. What does it mean? He took off his kingship. Hallelujah. He took off his crown. He took off his kingship garment. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then he took the power, tied it round his waist, that represents that he became a servant, hallelujah, and he decided to wash the disciples' feet, washing their feet. Jesus, the King of Kings, Jesus, the Lord of Lords, he took on humility, and he did exactly like God told him to do. Something God will tell you to do, tell me to do, might be uncomfortable. But we are to follow after Jesus and do what he says to do. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, he tied that waist. Hallelujah. Representing, serving in the name of Jesus. Jesus took that towel to wipe the feet. Hallelujah. Jesus has come to you this morning. Are you going to allow him to wash your feet? Hallelujah. Have you washed another feet? Hallelujah. This is the 11th hour. He's just about to be crucified. Hallelujah. The day before Passover. This is the 11th hour. Hallelujah for the fasting and praying. I hope you understand it's time to get in your position in humility. Hallelujah. Take off your outer garment. Whatever your outer garment is, you got to take it off. You got to loose yourself. Loose yourself of pride and arrogance. Loose yourself of intellectual. Whatever it is that you have, release yourself in the name of Jesus. Not by might of power, but by the Spirit of the living God. Woman, thou art loose. Woman, thou art loose. Woman, thou art loose. Yet, Buddha, my son, Jericho. When you wash the feet represents the whole body. When you look at your feet, the beans and the different things, and you set it in, everything is connected from the feet. Hallelujah. So when you wash the feet, it's like you're washing your whole body in the name of Jesus. Humility. Humility. So they think about the word humility. To humble yourself before God and he will exalt you in due time. Humility is the key. Hallelujah. You want to stay in the kingdom of God? Be humble. Humility, humility, humility. Get off your arrogant horse. Take off the outer garment. Wrap the towel around your waist. Hallelujah. Jesus wrapped it. Truth was wrapped around. Hallelujah. So we thank the Lord for the 11th hour. You know, in the 11th hour, what astonished me, because Jesus even washed Judas' feet humble. Jesus washed you. So he knew that was his enemy, but he washed his feet. Hallelujah. He washed his feet, but Judas himself did not take out his outer garment. Judas betrayed Jesus for 30 pieces of silver. Hallelujah. You are in your 11th hour. Hallelujah. When I say 11th hour is before we finish the fast, one more day. 11 is the number of transitions. As it is often said, the 11th hour comes right before the start of a new day. The land you are crossing the Jordan to take possession of is a land of mountains and valleys that drink rain from heaven. Hallelujah. It's a land of mountains and valleys that drink rain from the heaven. God has given you the land for your possession. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God promised to Israel in Deuteronomy 11:11 was that when they finally made it to the promised land, they will transition into the season in which they were under God's continual blessing from the beginning of the year to the end. 11 is an interesting number to study in the Bible. While we normally refer to it as a symbol of transition, 11 is also associated with the revelations that will help transition us into something new and overdue. Hallelujah. You are entering the season of something new. Hallelujah. And overdue. A closer look at the number 11. The first mention of 11 in the Bible is in Genesis 32:22, where Jacob takes his wife and 11 sons on a journey to return to the land of the inheritance. He originally left because his brother Esau was angry that Jacob had stolen his birthright. Jacob began running from his destiny because of fear. On the night mentioned in verse 22, 11, double, an angel visited Jacob and rested until dawn. It was at this point that Jacob received the revelation that he was to change his name to Israel and transition to his destiny with much more clarity and boldness. Hallelujah. So you see what we're doing in 11. This is the 11th hour. You got to know your divine will, God's divine will and purpose for your life. The 11th son, this took place when Jacob's wife Rachel had just given birth to their son, the 11th son, Joseph, who grew up to be a prophetic dream interpreter. It was in Genesis 30:22 that Rachel conceived through Joseph again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And Rachel gave birth to the 11th son. Hallelujah. You're moving into a transitioning from glory to glory. Hallelujah. Joseph's gifting was revelation, and he was used to transitioning Israel into a new season of blessing. Doing one of the biggest economic downturn on the earth. Regardless of what's happening, this is your time to receive from the Almighty God in the name of Jesus. This is the time everything the enemy has stolen from you. I command you release it in the name of Jesus. This is the 11th hour. God is about to do some great things. Hallelujah. Be expected. You did not fast the 40 days for nothing. Have compassion. Have humility. Have love. We bless your name, Jesus. We thank you for the 11th hour miracle. Hallelujah. Lazarus in the grave. Jesus came right on time. Hallelujah. Love, humility, and compassion. We bless the name of Jesus. Thank him for this 11th hour. In Jesus' name, amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of Almighty God, and the sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. Hallelujah. Walk into your divine purpose and destiny. The Lord bless you. In Jesus' name, amen. We'll be back at 2:30. Hallelujah. And I'm going to do some pronouncement, declaration upon your lives. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. So regardless, if nothing is impossible with God when you believe. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. I think I have this before you leave us. Just listen to the words of these songs. Oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
We declare there's about to be a suddenly in this place. I hear a sound, a mighty sound, the rising of day. Come on, stand with me. We declare it tonight. Come on, say it again. Say that. Speak your faith over your life tonight.
Father, Lord.
Because I can hear a sound in this room. So we declare.